Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Buddy Jones with E. Jones & Associates. Buddy, how you doing?
Fine, Kemp. Glad to be with you.
Yeah, good to be with you. I wanted to talk to you because you're giving a seminar at FloorTech next week, and I think you're on Wednesday, September the 11th from 9 to 10:30, but we'll get into that in just a minute. If you don't mind, first, let's tell our listeners a little bit of your background, who E. Jones & Associates is, and a little bit of your background in the flooring business.
Okay, glad to, Kemp. I actually began my experience in the floor covering business with Millikan & Company back in 1974 when I came out of the service and went to work for Millikan. And my work career there was all on the human resources side of their business, and I ended up having a lot of responsibility for the Millikan plants on the floor covering side down in LaGrange, Georgia. So I had a lot of experience with those people and worked for Millikan for about 10 years. Subsequent to that, I did some work for Collins and Aikman and was very familiar with their floor covering group. As you know, they're in Dalton. It doesn't exist anymore, but it was at that time anyway. So,
well, the buildings do, and I think it's called Tandis now. But
it is Tandis, yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah,
that's right.
Now,
yep.
And both of those companies, were you primarily involved on the human resources side?
I was on the human resources side, Kemp, yeah. And also the quality side.
Okay.
To a heavy extent there. So I worked very closely with the manufacturing organizations too. Yeah.
And then you got out of the flooring business, and yet you still come back in and do some consulting work, and you've kind of honed your skill set now. Talk a little bit about what E. Jones & Associates does.
Glad to, Kemp. What I've actually ended up doing as a niche, believe it or not, is aligning myself more with manufacturing people, OEMs, if you will, people who go to market either directly or through dealers and distributors. But I've been on my own consulting and in consort with the Brooks Group out of Greensboro, North Carolina, for the past 10 years, and specifically concentrating with our clients on the selection and hiring and development of great salespeople and sales leaders. So that's kind of what I've been doing specifically for the past 10 years.
Yeah. Well, and I'm a customer of yours, so I can vouch for what you're doing. You know, sometimes when I'm looking for a good salesperson, I will get you to do a little bit of evaluation, and it's very valuable. But so this leads me up to what you're doing next week, next Wednesday at FloorTech. You're actually giving a seminar that's called Hiring the Right Talent, right?
That's correct. And you'll notice that I didn't say finding the right talent, Kemp. I'm not in that business. But we do work with our clients to do just that. And I'll be speaking next week to, I know, primarily business people who tell us that in today's market, their number one problem is finding, selecting, hiring, and retaining great people, especially salespeople and sales leaders. And in addition to that, it's one of the fastest rising costs that they have is the cost of finding those great people. So that's what we'll be talking about, and I'll specifically be focused on the capacity to benchmark a position and to use professional assessments and analysis to help you in the selection and hiring process. So that's what we'll be talking about.
All right, and now you keeping these up to date because, you know, a lot of these people that are hiring nowadays, they're running into some new issues. They've got people that got a trophy, whether they won or lost the game. They've got these millennials. And so these things that you're talking about and the fact that you're an expert in some of these areas, it's pretty up to date, isn't it?
Yes, very up to date. Kim, that's a great question. We keep our assessments very up to date. We keep a rolling huge sample of people in the thousands of people. But more importantly, our assessments are reliable and they're all validated. And we certainly carry proof of all that should anyone ever request that. Frankly, they never have, but these are reliable and valid assessments. So, yes, they're very up to date.
Okay. And the cost of going to this seminar next week, it's actually free, isn't it?
You know, I'm not paying to go, so I don't know what these other folks are paying.
No, it is. I know for a fact it is free. So
good. Yeah. I had a feeling it was. Glad to know that. Yeah. I look forward to meeting some of these FloorTech Expo people.
Yeah. Well, so again, the primary reason for me doing this interview with you today is I want some people to know that you know you're flying in for this and giving this seminar. I want to make sure you've got some people listening to you, but also I want to remind people that you know this FloorTech show is going on next week. It starts on Tuesday and runs through Thursday. And it's an excellent opportunity for business people, you know, within 100 miles of Dalton to come and catch up with some of the latest suppliers and some of the latest thinking. And not only are you giving a talk about hiring the right people, but there's people giving talk about training. There's people giving talks about transportation, about color and design. So there's a lot going on next week.
It looks like a very busy 2 or 3 days. It really does. And I'm happy to be there and appreciate the opportunity to do so.
All right, buddy. It was good to talk to you. Been talking to Buddy Jones, who's the owner of E. Jones & Associates, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.